Let's Talk Loyalty, an industry podcast for loyalty marketing professionals. I'm Paula Thomas, the founder and CEO of Let's Talk Loyalty and also Loyalty TV. If you work in loyalty marketing, you can watch our video interviews every Thursday on www.loyalty.tv. And of course, you can listen to our podcasts every Tuesday, every Wednesday, and every Thursday to learn the latest ideas from loyalty experts around the world. Just before we share today's episode, I want to ask you to sign up to the Let's Talk Loyalty email newsletter. Our email newsletter is by far the best way for us to keep you up to date with all of the latest incredible loyalty stories we're sharing each week. It's also the easiest place for you to find our show notes, with links to everything mentioned in all of the episodes. You can sign up at letstalkloyalty.com. Hello and welcome to Let's Talk Loyalty and Loyalty TV. Today's guest is Ulf Gunnar Swetalski, a loyalty expert in Germany. Ulf is the author of two books on how to use loyalty programs from a consumer perspective. His blog is upgradeguru.de. And then 3 years ago, he founded the Bonus Awards, focused on recognizing excellence in our industry in Germany, then Belgium and the Netherlands. If you're interested in loyalty in these key European markets, I'm sure, like me, you'll be excited to learn who the main winners were. I hope you enjoy our conversation. Ulf, welcome to Let's Talk Loyalty and Loyalty TV.
Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. I know you've been jetting around the world. You've just come in from Maldives, so sounds like you have a wonderful life, doing a lot of work in different places. And you're all about travel, particularly from a consumer perspective, I think, in some very interesting markets and done some fantastic work for our industry. So we thought it was very important to bring you on the show and hear all about particularly the bonus awards that you've just been running in a number of European markets. So very excited to hear the background to all of that. But before we get into the bonus awards, Ulf, of course, we always like to start this show trying to get a sense of what our guests really admire in the loyalty industry. So let me kick off with our usual opening question. What is your favorite loyalty program or programs? I think you have two.
Yeah, I really have two. From my personal consumer perspective, as you mentioned, I'm traveling a lot, so yeah. I'm watching a lot in what's going on in hospitality. Uh-huh. And my very favorite program is World of Hyatt.
Okay.
It's quite easy why, because if you compare it to all the other hotel programs which are on the market, they really deliver the benefits they promise.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very hard to get the highest tier, but if you get the highest tier, there's no question, that you get what they promise. And lots of the other programs are devaluating points or the benefits for the customers in the last years. And Hyatt in this year made a very nice move because they added benefits.
Okay.
Instead of taking them away, they added some new benefits. Yeah, and I really like it.
Yeah? Okay, yeah.
From my German perspective, I'm a big fan for Payback.
Yeah.
Because you have so many possibilities to collect points and to spend points. They have 30 partners and they have, I think, more than 600 online stores where you can collect points.
Okay.
And they have this special connection to Miles & More, the loyalty program from Lufthansa Group. Mm-hmm. So you can change every single Payback point into a mile. Yeah. And this drives the value of the points much, much higher, yeah. Because if you spend your points in a supermarket, you get a value of 1 cent. Mm-hmm. But if you change it to Miles & More, for example, and you spend it for a first class ticket, you get a value of 9 cent. So 900% more.
Wow. You see, this is why, and I know I said it to you off air, and I hope it's a compliment. I kind of see you now as like the points guy for Germany. So there's so much need and excitement around, whether it's like hacking travel, although I don't particularly like that word, but optimizing the use of our programs. You know, I think in this region, we could definitely do with more insights, you know, in terms of how really to get the value, because they are quite complicated, the programs. And if I can get 9 times more with, to be honest, the sexiest sector as well, the whole travel sector. So I totally agree. Payback is an extraordinary program. We have had them on Let's Talk Loyalty once before, and they're due back on again this summer. So we'll be bringing the full story to the audience again, all about Payback. So very exciting times. Thank you for kicking us off with those two. So let's get into your, I suppose, overall background. How did you become this, you know, font of so much knowledge about loyalty programs?
Well, my life in loyalty was always from consumer perspective. Yeah, when I was a young guy, I moved from a North German city to Berlin. Mm-hmm. And in these days, the two countries were separated still. And it was a really hassle to go by car from Berlin to West Germany. So we had different airlines. Air France was doing, British Airways and Pan Am. And one day when I did the check-in, the people at the check-in gave me a little flyer from World Pass, and I enrolled. Yeah, and this is why I get in contact with loyalty, and I started to love it. Yeah, and some years later, well, a couple of years later, I had my first really, really big reward, and this was a Concorde flight ticket. Yeah,
wow.
from London to New York.
Yeah,
and this is, for me, it's a very interesting thing about loyalty as well, because it's a very, very emotional thing. It's not about only saving or getting any kind of kickback, yeah. Mm. Because this experience, you can just not do anymore. Yeah? You cannot fly anymore in Concorde. And when I stayed in New York, I stayed in the old, with my Hilton Honors points, I stayed in the old Waldorf Astoria, and this as well. Yeah, you cannot do anymore, even if they rebuild it now. But the old one was the old one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What an extraordinary experience. And I have to say, I was equally lucky, not because of the loyalty industry, but I also flew Concorde. I worked with British Airways, I said to you. And again, I realized this might not be something that I can do for very long. You know, I worked there for 5 years, but my mother had her 50th birthday. And I thought, what better present than I can do is to take her on Concorde. So I also flew London, New York.
Wonderful. Then,
it's amazing.
Yeah.
Flew back in economy. So wasn't quite the full experience that you had. But there you go. It's a memory for life that all comes from that loyalty program.
Yeah, and this is a big difference, because we just had a loyalty meetup in Ghent for for our Belgium rewards. Yeah, and we talked a lot about this point of emotional loyalty. And I think loyalty is not about saving. If you save 1%, yeah, and get it as immediate cashback, yeah, in the supermarket, I don't know anyone who's telling this to any of the friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I can't count how many people in my life I told about this experience with British Airways to fly Concorde. Yeah. And this is such a bigger impact to give the people some rewards they really like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Well, truly an exceptional one. So well done on that. You are obviously paying close attention to exactly how to earn in order to burn, you know, with that extraordinary experience. So when did you decide actually you wanted to write about loyalty? Because I think that's the origins, particularly of the awards that we're going to talk about today. So your blog, of course, sounds like it's hugely successful. I know it's resulted in a number of books being published. So tell us about the blog. When did that all start?
Yeah, this is because when you travel a lot and your friends see that you travel a lot, they all ask you how you do it, yeah, because this is not normal. And if you do most of your trips in business or in first class, yeah, everybody knows that it's quite expensive. And one day I decided to share my experiences and my knowledge in my blog, and it grew a little bit every year. Yeah, and then as I'm involved in book industry as well.
Okay.
I decided to do my first book. It's it was called Travel for Free.
Okay.
And then I made a second book. This was more focused on payback.
Okay, super. Okay. And how long then has that been going on?
Since about 6 years.
Okay, so not that long. Okay. And then where did the awards idea come from? I love the fact that you're doing such focused work in particularly Germany. And of course, we'll talk about some other countries. But why did you decide that you really wanted to recognize the industry again, particularly from a consumer perspective, which is also quite unique?
Yes. The idea of the bonus awards came when I made a deep dive into the industry. And I saw that only in Germany we have around about 1,500 different programs in the market.
Wow.
If you count every little store and all the coffee shops. Yeah. And this is a huge number and a very big industry.
Yeah.
But most of the programs, they don't ask their clients. Yeah. And I think this is a very interesting point because the programs are made for the customers. And sometimes it's only this one-way street loyalty. Yeah, the customer has to be loyal to the brand, but is the brand loyal to the customer? Mm. What is he giving back? What are the brands giving back? And this is why I decided to set up awards where really the customers get their voice back.
Okay. So how does it work? I know you particularly do invite, first and foremost, as you've said, consumers to vote across quite a number of categories. You also have different types of voting, I know, as well, with experts and media, which I also thought was super interesting, given that we're in the media business ourselves. So is it the actual programs themselves that are inviting, for example, the consumers to vote? Is that how you're accessing for people to be aware of these awards?
Well, we are accessing the consumers in different channels. Yeah, the programs are doing some promotion on their own, inviting their members. We have our own database. We have the blog, and we get more and more recognition from the media people. Yeah, this year the biggest German breakfast television show, Sat.1 Frühstücksfernsehen, made a bigger feature about us. Telling a really nice quote, I'm in love with this quote, that the bonus awards are democratizing the loyalty industry.
Wow. Yeah?
And this is what we want to do. Yeah. Always in our awards, the customer part is the heart. Yeah. We have this business to business part. We have the expert part. We have the journalists who are voting. And we have some VIPs as well. We have a VIP award with some bloggers in and TV personalities, sports people. But for me, the heart of the awards will always be the customer voting.
Okay. And give us a sense of the scale, because I know it's grown a lot over the 3 years.
Yeah. When we started 3 years ago, we casted around about 25,000 votes in the first year. What I think was a really good number for the first year, because we have been very new in the market. We nearly doubled in the second year, and we had 45,000 people voting. And this year, we had around about 116,000 people.
Wow. My God, you must be very proud.
Yeah, I'm proud of it. And the thing is, with the voting, this voting you can't do in a 2 minutes process. Yeah. So we have these 8 different categories. We have 4 subcategories in every category. So it takes you more or less 12 to 15 minutes to finish the voting.
Wow. Yeah. That's a big ask.
Yeah, and I think we really, at the moment, we really reach the engaged people who really want to express what they think about the programs, about the promotions they're doing.
Yes, yeah. Well, in fairness, yes, I do clearly care about loyalty enough to spend 15 minutes to make sure my voice is heard. So I think I probably would have advised you otherwise, though, because it's counterintuitive. You know, we're all so busy, and normally it's like there's a short attention span. You know, we're sending out a survey ourselves today, and we're just keeping it to 5 minutes in a business-to-business context. But you've really gone the opposite and said, no, we really want to hear. And you had some wonderful statistics, I know, in terms of even the average number of memberships, that particularly in Germany, I know there's other countries as well, but give us a sense, how engaged are the German consumers, just in terms of how many programs do they engage with?
Yeah, the typical German customer, the average customer in our survey, he's enrolled at the same time active in 8 different programs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's a huge number.
It's a huge number, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I surprised myself actually because I really only engage with 3 or 4, and it may be because of where we live, for example, but I also find that I'm very judgmental. So unless it's really resonating, I'm not going to give it the time. So yeah, I don't think I would spend a lot of time with 8 programs, but yes, I'm probably technically, you know, engaged and active in 8. So probably the same for me as well. Yeah.
I would love to mention one other thing, because after this voting, yeah, which already takes you 12, 15 minutes, we have another survey. And nearly half of the people who are completing the voting are doing the survey. And to complete this survey, you need an additional more or less 20 minutes. So for me, it's a really strong sign, yeah,
yeah,
that the people we are reaching, they want to express what they think about their programs.
So what are you surveying, given that you've already asked them to vote on the programs? What's the survey designed to achieve?
Yeah, we are asking about how many programs they're enrolled, how much time they spend, what they are missing, what rewards they like. So lots of questions.
Okay.
And we make a small study out of it.
Okay.
Which is published always after the awards.
Wonderful. Okay. And is that available to our audience, for example? Can
yes,
we link to that?
Available.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, I will definitely have to dig into that. My goodness, so much information, Ulf. That's very exciting. So who were the big winners? Tell us a bit about, it's obviously just happened. So we're kind of hot off the presses releasing this episode in April. I think it was February you actually had the announcements of the winners. So tell us some of the big brands that came through as the best in Germany.
Yeah, the winner for the big, the winner for the best program in shopping category, for example, was Payback. Yeah, maybe it's not such a big surprise because they're so big. Yeah, but we have so many different awards, and for example, there are smaller programs which don't have such a big database, because sometimes people say, "Ah, clearly a big program will win the first prize." Yeah, but if you have a membership which is really engaged and really active, mm-hmm, and likes what you're doing, you have the chance to win the first prize. Yeah, for example, in lifestyle category, there's a brand called EMP. It's an online shop for more or less rock and music merchandising. Yeah, and they won the first prize, even with a much smaller program.
Yeah. Yeah?
Or for example, we have the Expert Awards, where we have industry people judging. And we have the Newcomer Award, and we have a very, very new program which will be launched now. It's called tbns.io, and it's they integrate cryptocurrency,
mm-hmm,
in shopping,
mm-hmm,
yeah, and giving their own NFTs out and their own coins out. And I think it's a very interesting approach as well.
Well, what was amazing to me is the fact that your expert judges, you know, chose that even though it's not yet launched. And I'll be dying to see, of course, what the adoption is like. I'm pretty sure when the awards come around this time next year, we'll all be looking to see how they're doing. But obviously the concept of Web3 is really resonating with German consumers. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay.
And I think worldwide we have to take a look, because everyone was telling, this trend is over with the Starbucks problem. Yeah. But I think we're in the early beginning.
I agree. And I think what's most interesting is, yes, Odyssey was launched, as we all know, by Starbucks in the US as a beta program. So it was never something that I think was realistically going to be mainstream. But the fact that they did it so publicly means, of course, now the fact that they're discontinuing it has led, I think, a lot of people, I think wrongly, to conclude that it failed.
Yeah.
But I think it was a learning exercise. Yeah. So I think you're right. We're certainly not done in terms of what Web3 can do for loyalty. And they have promised there's something literally coming very quickly to replace it. But of course, we don't know if it's going to be within the same space in terms of NFTs, or whether it's going to be something with the AI, you know, hype that's going on. So who knows? Maybe it'll be a combination of all of those. But For me, for example, you know, like so many things take me a long time as a consumer to understand. And I consider myself fairly intelligent. You know, I understand what cryptocurrencies are, but I really don't yet see why I would go through all of the very complex methodologies that are required currently in terms of wallets and how to trade with those currencies. So again, for the newcomer, so give us the name of that one again, Ulf, so people can listen and look out for it.
TBNS.io.
.io. Even the .io is super cool, huh? So they're getting plenty of publicity.
But there are some other examples in Germany. What I like is Miles & More.
Yeah.
Is trying an app called UpTrip, and this is really gamification. Yeah, you collect NFTs and you get two cards for every flight you're taking. You can choose out of cities, airplanes, the brands, and I think this is interesting. I think a gamification is as well a very big point to get the people engaged. Yeah. Mm. And again, Payback is doing this very, very well. Yeah?
Yeah.
They have at the same time more or less 2-3 games running in the app every week.
Well, we haven't had Miles & More on Let's Talk Loyalty or Loyalty TV. So open invitation for anybody who's listening or watching from the program. Of course, we'd love to hear some more about that. And I know they won lots of your other awards as well. So again, just a shout out to Miles & More. I know it's doing super well in the German market. What other awards? I see the VIP award was won by Marriott Bonvoy. And actually, it was the media award was Miles & More. So a couple of really high profile. And again, it wasn't just one or two. They won so many. So lots that they're doing right.
Yeah, they're doing right. And the interesting thing is this year we made the bonus awards the first time in Belgium and Netherlands.
Okay.
And even there in Flying Blue home market, Miles & More was ahead of Flying Blue.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
It's strange, but happens.
Yes, yeah. So how did it go? So it was the first year. Was it for Belgium and Netherlands?
Yes. It was our first year. And if we had... Well, it's a much smaller market than Germany, and we casted maybe 6,500 votes. But if you compare this to our first figures in Germany with these 25,000, and you compare it to the people living in these countries, it's more or less the same. So I hope that we will make a big move next year as well in Belgium and Netherlands.
Indeed. And beyond that, it sounds like you've got lots of ambitions as well beyond these three countries. So can you share anything more about where else you're excited about?
For sure, we will roll out next year for Austria, in Austria and in Switzerland as well.
Okay. And anything that you can tease us with beyond that, or is that as far as you're thinking?
No, we just had two smaller events, one in Germany at the ITB, the International Tourism Fair.
Okay,
With most of our participating travel brands. Mm-hmm. And we had another event in Ghent for the Belgium Netherlands market. And I think that we are doing a bigger conference for the GIS market in Germany next year, I think in March.
Okay, sorry, what's GIS?
Germany, Austria, Switzerland.
Ah, pardon me. Okay, see, we all have our own terminology, you know? Amazing. Okay, anything else that surprised you this year? You know, as we said, you've quite a number of categories. How many categories in total are you awarding?
Eight categories.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Anything else that jumped out at you as something that you think is significant? I think you mentioned paid loyalty was coming through, if I'm not mistaken, as a trend in some of the categories as well.
Well, personally, I'm a fan of paid loyalty if it's well done.
Of course.
I'm enrolled in three different programs in Brazil.
Okay. That's unexected.
One is Smiles from Gol.
Yeah.
From the airline. And they deliver such high value. Yeah. For the price you get, so if you're enrolled in the highest category in the paid program, you get the highest tier in Gol with lots of benefits, yeah? Three extra bags and free seating and all this. If paid loyalty is well done, I think the people accept it and are willing to pay the price for it. And what was interesting that we had was Arvis Preferred Drive, the first paid loyalty program in the competition this year, and they did really well.
Avis, yeah? Interesting. Okay. But just to go back to Brazil, because I'm still processing that, you must travel to Brazil a lot then in terms of at least availing of the extra bags and all of the benefits. So it's a long way from, well, certainly from where we are today here in Dubai, long way from Germany, where you're based, a long way from the Maldives, where you've just been. So
sounds. But it's a very, very interesting loyalty market.
I agree.
There's so many programs in yeah. the market. The people are going crazy about it sometimes.
Yeah. yeah.
And I think it's a interesting market as well to watch for new trends.
I agree. Yes. Yeah. yeah. And I was just there very briefly. And I know Ravindra, for example, from yeah. Loyalty and Awards and Global Flight is one of your judges, for example.
Yes.
Ravindra's conference was in Rio last year yeah. and I did go. And one thing I vividly remember one of the speakers saying exactly to your point is loyalty currencies are often more stable than the currency of the country. So that kind of blew my mind because sometimes I think of Brazil with my very limited knowledge is perhaps an emerging market, you know. Latin America hasn't been on my radar. So you're right, though, there's a lot of incredibly smart people there, very engaged programs. And please God, we'll be doing a lot more focus on that market ourselves. And actually, one of my recent learnings from a podcast perspective is it will be the number one podcast market in the world, Latin America, actually more broadly, by 2030.
Wow.
So yeah, a part of the world, again, that probably doesn't get the kind of recognition, certainly in my day-to-day life. So yeah, so brilliant to know. Okay, so paid loyalty, Avis specifically, and Smiles from Goa as well. Yeah? Okay. Anything else you wanted to call out in terms of the winners from I suppose, essentially 2023, announced now in 2024?
For me, this year in the German bonus awards, we had Payback and DM. DM is one of the biggest drugstore companies, and they're a Payback partner. But they were competing in the same category, yeah, which is a little bit weird. But DM, which is much, much smaller, did so well. Mm. Yeah. And I think maybe this is because they have their own program in their own app, but they have a Payback connection at the same time. So for the customer, they can always decide, yeah, do I want some benefits in the drugstore? Yeah, like a discount or any other little present, or I want to collect points. And I think if you see Payback as a dominating program in this category, I think DM, this was a very big surprise that they did so well.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Honestly, you know, every time these awards come out, you know, you know, it's wonderful to hear the feedback, for example, from judges, from experts. And again, just to briefly mention again, I love the fact that you have journalists in the German market who are increasingly, first of all, recognizing that you're democratizing the industry. So again, well done on that wonderful feedback, but also just generally even voting themselves because they do have a voice. They do hear from the mass market in terms of what is working very well. So I think you're right. The big giants like Payback sometimes are the only show in town, but then smaller programs also deserve extra recognition. So I think it's super exciting the fact that you've got all of those different ways of evaluating what our industry is doing.
Yeah, and I would like to mention one thing because this was one of the ideas of the awards as well, because as a customer, you have to vote in every category. So if you maybe come out of a lead from Payback, from any mail out they did, you have to see all the other programs. So for smaller programs, yeah, this is a very, very good promotion platform as well to reach new customers.
Yes, yes, amazing. And the final piece I wanted to touch on was something that I think is upcoming in terms of your awards, maybe for 2024, 2025. And it's much more in the B2B space in terms of employee loyalty, employer loyalty. So what are you hearing or feeling in, I suppose, in terms of justifying that that's going to become something that we increasingly need to be thinking about?
Yeah, I think we have to think about it a lot. Look, for Germany, Gallup just published a new big study, and the unbelievable number of 60% of German employees are willing to change their job. So employer loyalty, I think, is the next big thing we all have to take a look to keep the people in the companies.
Yeah. It's kind of terrifying as, you know, a small business owner myself, you know, with a wonderful team. It's like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you're lucky.
Totally. Absolutely. Uh-huh. You know, but you're right. I think it's something that the bigger the company gets, sometimes the more that can be forgotten because the focus moves to growth or you know, to, you know, such a consumer focus that the internal employees are sometimes left behind. But yet when we look to, you know, globally successful brands, I know Virgin, for example, Richard Branson always says, it's my people. First and foremost, his loyalty is to his people. Of course, he's got lots of loyalty propositions as well for his consumers, but I do think that's an important one. So is that something we can look forward to for the bonus awards in 2025?
Yeah, we will for sure include employer loyalty as a category.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, again, if you see employer loyalty, this point of emotion is becoming most important, because maybe you get a book or you get something like free fitness, but at the end, I think it's the emotions in the teams, in the company, which keep you in the company or make you leaving.
Yeah, it sounds like you've designed your research and your surveys and your evaluation to exactly capture that emotion. So again, rather than just evaluating the cashback, as you've said, there is something that drives advocacy. So we talk about it a lot. I think it's very hard to do, but it sounds like you're so laser focused on it and giving those consumers the voice themselves that you're bringing together a lot of the ideas that the industry is talking about and bringing it through in something that can be recognized and celebrated. Yeah? Super. Well, listen, Ulf, that is all of the questions that I have for you today. Are there any other big points that you wanted to mention? I know you're only in Dubai for a short time, so of course, very exciting for us to get access and time with you. But is there anything else you wanted to mention for our global audience before we wrap up?
Yeah, I think it's interesting because if you mentioned Dubai, I'm coming back for the very big loyalty conference, Loyalty Connect, which will be in a couple of weeks. But I think what is important as well to see loyalty from a global perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can learn a lot what's going on in other countries. But for collaboration and cooperation, I think if you see particularly the retailer, this is more regional. Yeah, because I think this is why we're doing our event next year, to bring the people together, that they can exchange not only ideas, but even their business contacts.
Totally, totally. The other key point, and again, we're a media partner for Loyalty Connect, so I'm delighted that you're going to be in town for that. The thing that I love about that conference, alongside the ambition and the sheer scale, is the fact that it is positioned as a C-suite event. Because I sometimes feel like even we might be guilty of being a little bit of an echo chamber, because we talk about loyalty with loyalty people, you know, but there are, of course, both frontline staff, but particularly C-suite, that always need to remain convinced to facilitate our investments and to ensure that those partnerships can be facilitated as well. So I think a big shout out to those guys as well. So again, I'm sure you'll look forward to meeting them.
Yeah.
And I'll be there, you'll be there. So it's definitely the big show in town. So listen, on that note, I want to thank you again for sharing some of your very brief time stopping off with us. So Ulf Gunnar Switalski, founder of the Bonus Awards, thank you so much from Let's Talk Loyalty and Loyalty TV.
Thanks for having me.
This show is sponsored by Wise Marketeer Group, publisher of The Wise Marketeer, the premier digital customer loyalty marketing resource for industry-relevant news, insights, and research. Wise Marketeer Group also offers loyalty education and training globally through its Loyalty Academy, which has certified nearly 900 marketeers and executives in 49 countries as certified loyalty marketing professionals. For global coverage of customer engagement and loyalty, check out thewisemarketeer.com and become a Wiser Marketeer or subscriber. Learn more about global loyalty education for individuals or corporate training programs at loyaltyacademy.org. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Let's Talk Loyalty. If you'd like us to send you the latest shows each week, Simply sign up for the Let's Talk Loyalty newsletter on letstalkloyalty.com. And we'll send our best episodes straight to your inbox. And don't forget that you can follow Let's Talk Loyalty on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And of course, we'd love for you to share your feedback and reviews. Thanks again for supporting the show.